Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is then is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another night, another day, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah blessed and ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Yah is our King. He's our Judge. He's our Lawgiver. He's our only Savior, and not just of Israel, but Savior of the world. And I thank the Most High for allowing us to bring to you another program of Nothing But the Truth. We left off speaking about the various nations that have confederated themselves to cut us off from being a nation, to cut our name off from being a nation. And we're going to finish dealing with these various nations so that you can identify who we are dealing with. The first nation it mentions is the Edomites. And we talked about the Edomites, the power that they have, the resources that they have to do exactly what the scriptures are saying they will do, to cut our name off. Who do you think own the various media outlets, the satellites, the various books, and the money? The silver, the gold, the bronze, the copper, all the various metals that can be used as resources to finance their agenda. And then we identify, and of course, who are those Edomites? Those who the world know are the Jews or the Jewish people that's located in the state of Israel. I know there's Jews all over the world. But the power players are those who are in control. No matter where they are, they're in control of the various outlets that can do great damage to a people. We also identified the Ishmaelites, who were mentioned next. And who are they? The Ishmaelites are many of the Arab nations that also have the resources and the power to confederate with other people to make the name of Israel in remembrance no more. These are the main two players that have occupied our land, who's trying to build the desolate places. They both have religions that identify them as the chosen, the people of the Most High. Many of the Arabs go by the Quran, the Jewish, the Torah. And they both say these books set them apart. And as a result, their religions teach they are the main players. But all they are counterfeits. These are counterfeits. So don't the hype. We also find other players. And this is where we're going to start our program. The other players that are mentioned in this confederacy, and we're in Psalms 83, and we're going to start at the fourth verse. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance, for they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarenes, Gabal and Ammon, Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur also is joined with them. They have hope in the children of Lot, Selah. So here these are hosts of nations. And who are these people? You're going to find that many of these people, what they all have in common with one another is they all dwell amongst one another. They live amongst one another. They conspire with one another. They all in each other's presence, and they all occupy, for the most part of our land. And they all have motives. These people are very mixed people. They don't look like the ancient people that you might see in ancient times. People are mingled and mixed all up. So I don't want you to look at their complexion and say, no, they couldn't be such and such and such. No. These people have mixed themselves up, and they know the books is speaking of them, and they don't want to be identified. But make no mistake about it, they are exactly the perpetrators. The people in our land is not just Jewish people. It's not just Philistines and Palestinians and a whole bunch of mixed people that always wanted our inheritance. The Amalekites are there. The Ammonites are there. The Ashurites are there. The Gibeonites are there. The Hagarenes. All of them are there. They're there. And what do the Creator say about these various nations, other than the fact they have confederated to cut our people off from being a nation? And where do you start? You start with the name. This is why it's strange that our people don't value a name. They have no value when it comes to a name. They would rather keep the names of their enemies. They have took their name from them, gave them inferior names that nobody can recognize them, and then they would have pride in those names. Or they will marginalize and minimize the name that the Most High Himself gave them. Look what the Creator said in the book of Isaiah. I want you to turn there. Before we get into the heart of dealing with these various nations. In the book of Isaiah, and we're going to read the 43rd chapter. And watch what this says. Isaiah 43. The fifth verse. It says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back." Because make no mistake about it, there is no one on this earth that will have the heart and the mind, even the spirit, to let Israel go. They didn't let Israel go in the past, and they're not going to let Israel go in the nearest of future. "Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth." Now watch what this says. "Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." So here the Creator is letting us know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, he is the one that named us. And since he is the one that named us, then why are we so stubborn in taking our name back? In the book of Isaiah 44, this is what it says. Now, make no mistake about it. I do understand that there's many people that are not in the financial condition to take their name back. But if it's in your heart, and that's where Yahweh wanted that, Yahweh will make a way out. But let it be in your heart, and it's not in many of the hearts of Israelites, unfortunately. Let it be in your heart that you want to return back to the Most High, so the Most High can return back to you. In the book of Isaiah 44, watch what it says. Fifth verse, "One shall say, I am Yah's, and another shall call himself by the name of Yaakov, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yah, and surname himself by the name of Yisrael." That's what the scriptures say will be done. Now, is this scripture talking about you? Is this something you have done? Is this something that you plan on doing? And is this something that lies within your heart? Since the Creator said he judged the heart, this is what you have to ask yourself. I'm not your maker. So it makes no difference to me. Yah said, you choose him, he will choose you. But if you forsake him, make no mistake about it, he will forsake you. So I just wanted you to see that. And many of these people that we're about to mention, their whole mindset is to destroy you. And why? What reason is that? We find in the book of Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter, the book of the law. This is what it says concerning some of these nations. Before we read Deuteronomy 23, go to Numbers, the 24th chapter, because I want you to see well before we see Psalms 83. It was already prophesied. It was already in the works that these people would do such a thing and how things will befall them in the last days. And this is in the book of Numbers 24. I just want you to see this so you can see who and what we're talking about. That's what it says. In Numbers 24, the 10th verse, and Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hands together. And Balak said unto Balaam, I call thee to curse my enemies, and behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. So here it is, the king of Moab, and Balaam, who was a soothsayer, who also affiliated with the Ammonites, they wanted to curse the enemies, their enemies. And who were their enemies? Well, Israel. Israel. And why? Because the Almighty had told Israel to march on. You've been long enough in the wilderness, so let's go get this land. Now, the Creator had no interest in the children of Israel touching the land of Ammon or the land of Moab. No intentions at all. But because of their evil, wicked heart, they did. And this is what happens. Therefore, now flee thou to thy place. I thought to promote thee unto great honor, but lo, Yah have kept thee back from honor. And Balaam said unto Balaam, spake I not also to thy messengers, which thou sendest unto me, saying, if Balaam would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of Yah to do either good or bad of my own mind. But what Yah said, that will I speak. Even a soothsayer knew that. And now behold, I go unto my people. Come therefore, and I will advertise thee what these people, talking about Israel, shall do to thy people in the latter days. And what are the latter days? They the last days. And watch what it says. And he took up this parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor have said, and a man whose eyes are open have said, he have said, which heard the words of Elohim and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh, not near. There shall come a star out of Yaakov, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. And who is this star out of Yaakov? Well, let me tell you who this star is. King David. Scepter shall rise out of Israel. Well, who is that scepter? David. and shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Shem. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies. And Israel shall do violently. Out of Yaakov shall come he that shall have dominion and destroy him that remaineth of the city. And when he looked on Amalek, who is another one that is mentioned in his confederacy, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. You see? He's gone. And he looked on the Kenites and took up his parable and said, strong is thy dwelling place, and thou puttest thy nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenite shall be wasted. And watch this, until Ashur shall carry thee away captive. And don't think Ashur is getting away. And he took up his parable and said, at last, who shall live when Elohim doeth this? And ships shall come from the coast of Kittim and shall afflict Ashur and shall afflict Eber, and he also shall perish forever. And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. So these perpetrators, according to the scriptures, will surely be destroyed. They will be destroyed, Ashur. And Amalek. And the Philistines, and Moab, and the Hagarenes, and Ammon, all shall be destroyed. And who are Moab and Ammon? Well, let me show you who they are. Because none of these people helped Israel. In the book of Deuteronomy 23, this is what it says. Third verse. Deuteronomy 23:3. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yah, even to their 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation of Yah forever, because they met you not with bread and water in the way when you came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee Balaam the son of Beor of Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse thee. Nevertheless, Yahdah Elohim will not hearken unto Balaam, but Yahdah Elohim turned the curse into a blessing unto thee. Because Yah thy Elohim loved thee, thou shalt not seek their peace nor their prosperity all thy days forever. That's forever. This is what the Most High said. And if you don't know the beginning and the origin of Moab and Ammon, let me show you where they began. Their origin, their beginning. And I tried to tell you, all these people were family members. These are people that had motives. And we can trace their motives back to demonstrate and to show you how these people had motivation to try to cut the name of Israel off. In the book of Genesis, the 19th chapter, we're going to start reading the 24th verse. And I want to point out something here. So we're going to start, let's start at the, this is when the Almighty destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. But watch what this is. 16th verse, or the 15th verse. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, Yah being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, gate for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my master. Now, you're already seeing the rebelliousness. But watch what it says. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. And what evil did he think was going to take him? I don't know. But nevertheless, I know the Most High wouldn't have sent him out to save him just for him to get caught by a lion or a tiger or a bear. But watch what happens. Behold, now this it is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for which thou hast spoken. In other words, this was a little city that was also supposed to be overthrown, supposed to be destroyed. Haste thee, escape there, for I cannot do anything till thou become there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. And Yah rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone, fire from Yah out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground, because Yah didn't want nothing remaining. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before Yah. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and to all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when Elohim destroyed the city of the plain that Elohim remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the city in which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. Well, that's where he wanted to go, to Zoar. They spared the city. Now he feared to stay there and left, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Why did they think that? Why did they think the Almighty destroyed the whole earth? Who told them that? They just went to another city. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with them, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she rose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the young, and behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go down in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And where'd they get the wine at? A lot of questions about this situation. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger rose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab. The same is the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare the son, and called his name Ben-Ami. The same is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. So we see this is where the Ammonites as well as the Moabites come from. They are the seed of Lot from his two daughters. This is where they come from. And these people are the same people the Creator said he would destroy, and they could not come into the congregation of Yah forever. And to show you Yah meant that, again, go to the book of 1 Kings, the 11th chapter. I keep going to the same scripture because I just want to show our people that the Almighty never wanted us dealing with these people. And watch what it says. In the book of 1 Kings, the 11th chapter, first verse, but King Solomon loved many strange women. Who's these strange women? Together with the daughter of Pharaoh. Watch what it says. Women of the Moabites. Yeah, that's Lot's seed. The Ammonites. Yeah, that's Lot's seed. These are family members. Edomites. Yeah, that's the seed of Isaac. Zidonians and the Hittites, which are also people that were part of our land, of the nations, concerning which Yah said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their idols. And Solomon clave unto these in love. And then they talked about who their deities was in the fourth and fifth verse. For it came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wife turned away his heart after other idols, and his heart was not perfect with Yah his Elohim, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after the deity of the Zidonians, and after the deity of the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of Yah, and went not fully after Yah, as David his father. Then Solomon built a high place for the deity, the abomination of Moab, the hill that is before Jerusalem, and the deity, the abomination of the children of Ammon. In other words, this was part of our demise, downfall. This was the beginning. And this is how the nation was torn. Did not the Almighty say we were to raise a holy seed? And these are things that we were not doing. And many of our people sinned in this thing and marrying these strange women. And I may add, this is exactly what our people are doing today. They're still marrying foreigners. Foreigners. And then, now some of them are just ignorant and just don't know. They just didn't know. But then we got have Israelites who would do this thing. Watch this in the book of Nehemiah. See, because these things will not stand in the land. But then when you get outside the land, it's like you can do anything. You don't have to keep the law. This is what our people is telling people today. You don't have to keep the law. So if I don't have to keep the law, I can marry who I want to. And if I can marry who I want to, then I don't have to concern myself about some holy seed. Watch what it says in the book of Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. It says, but it came to pass that when, this Nehemiah 4:1, but it came to pass that when Sambalot heard that we built the wall, he was wroth unto great indignation and mocked the Yehudanites. And why? Cyrus said we can rebuild. They read the proclamation. What is he mad for? Because I'm here to tell you, no matter what captivity we find ourselves in, they're not going to let you go except by the mighty hand of the Most High. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Yehudanites? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burnt? And look at the people that was behind this great abomination to stop us. Now, Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear our Elohim, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of their captivity. Cover not their iniquity, let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sambalot and Tobiah and the Arabians, and who do you think the Arabians are? These are many of the people that occupy our land. Arabian come from the Hebrew words Arab. Arab is the same Hebrew word as Erev. That's how you know what Erev is. Erev means evening. It's translated evening or even, at even time or at evening time. That's the Hebrew word Erev. But it comes from the Hebrew word Arab. And let me tell you what it means. It means mingled, mixed. And that's all that's over there, a bunch of mingled and mixed people. A bandit of mixed people. Mixed cultures. Why do you think most of the people that occupy the land over there are very light? Because they are mixed people. And therefore, they're called Arabians. Because that's what Arabian means. Mixed. Mingled. And the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and the breaches began to be stopped. Then they were very wroth and conspired, all of them together, to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. In other words, they wanted to hinder the work that was done. To the extent that this is what they had to do. In the same Nehemiah 4th chapter, this is what it says in the 21st verse. So we labored in the work. Half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servants lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. And this is what they began to do. In other words, they had to work with spears, swords in their hand. Why? Because as I've been telling you, these are people that have conspired to make the name of Israel in remembrance no more. This has always been a part of our history and legacy. And who are these people? Many of them are relatives. And then the rest of them are people that occupied the land before us and after us and refuse to let it go back into our hands. But, of course, the Almighty is not going to let that stand. Same thing in the book of Ezra. Turn there. Ezra, the 9th chapter. Every captivity our people found themselves in, our captors has always devised to cut us off and to kill us. Watch what this says. Ezra, the 9th chapter, the 1st verse. Now, when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, because that's what we're supposed to do. Doing according to their abominations, even the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers have been chief in this trespass. Not just the people, but even the rulers have done this thing. Even the rulers. And this was very grievous. Look what happened. And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle, plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, went in straight mourning, and sat down astonished. And then were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at the words of the Elohim of Israel, because of the transgression of those that have been carried away. And I said, astonished unto the evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice, I rose up from my heaviness, having rent my garment and my mantle. I fell upon my knees, spread out my hands unto Yah, my Elohim, and said, O my Elohim, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, my Elohim, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up unto the heavens. In other words, he had to pray about these things mightily. But they had a solution. And let me show you what the solution was to this problem. Because the Creator was not going to allow the Holy Seed to be totally defiled as they was returning home to rebuild Jerusalem. Just like the Creator is not going to allow us to return home polluted. He didn't do it then, and he's not going to do it now. Ezra, the 10th chapter, and watch what it says, the 12th verse. Again, these are, and what makes this so important? Because many of the nations that we're speaking about are people that confederated together. They all live in the same geographical location. These people had confederated together to cut us off from being a nation. Now, mind you, these are not Hamites. A lot of these people are not Hamites at all. Some of them are, like the Canaanite nations. They are Hamites. The Canaanite and the Hivite and the Jebusite, these are Canaanites. But then there are other people that are relatives. And these people all inhabited the lands that belong to us, what they call the Middle East. And look what it says. Ezra, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, "As thou hast said, so must we do. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without. Neither is this a work of one day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. Let now our rulers of all the congregation stand, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and the judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of our Elohim for this matter be turned away from us. Only Jonathan, the son of Asael, Jahaziah, the son of Tikvah, were employed about this matter. And Meshullam and Shabbatai, the Levite, helped them. And the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest was certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names were separated and sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month. And among the sons of the priests that were found that had taken strange wives, especially the sons of Yahshua, the son of Yosadak, and it's going to name everyone that was chief in this trespass. So little do people know, this was because this was another reason for our downfall. In the 19th verse of the same chapter says, and they gave their hands that they will put away their wives, being guilty. And they offered a ram of the flock for their trespass. This is what they began to do. Because the Almighty is not going to allow us to return home polluted, especially with nations and people that he said cannot come into the congregation of Yah forever, as well as people that he have sought and desire to destroy forever. Let me show you this in the book of Zechariah. I want you to see this. The second chapter. Zechariah, the second chapter. Or Zephaniah. The second chapter. And this is what it says. after the Creator tell us to gather ourselves together. I'll read that for you. The first verse, gather yourself together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you, seek Yah, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And this is what the Creator is letting us know. And why? Because judgment is coming upon the earth. Watch what it says. For Gaza shall be forsaken. Where's Gaza? You heard of Gaza before. Ashkelon, a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday. Ekron shall be rooted up. Woe unto the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nations of the Cherethites. The word of Yah is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines, because that's who they are. I will even destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant, and the seacoast shall be dwellings and cottages for shepherds and folds for flocks. Coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Yehuda. They shall feed there upon in the houses of Ashkelon. Shall they lie down in the evening? For Yah their Elohim shall visit them and turn away their captivity. And where will Yah visit us from? Well, where we at? I've heard the reproach of Moab and the revelings of the children of Ammon. Even if you haven't heard, and even if you don't know who they are, Yah do. Rabbi, they have reproached my people and magnified themselves against their border, because that's where they at. Therefore, as I live, says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, truly Moab shall be as Sodom. And you know what happened to Sodom. And the children of Ammon as Gomorrah. And you know what happened to Gomorrah. Even the breeding of nettles and salt pits, and in perpetual desolation, the residue of my people shall spoil them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Yah of hosts. Yah will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the idols of the earth, and men shall worship him, and everyone from his place, even all the isles of the heathen. So judgment is coming upon them, and it's coming upon earth, and everybody that have sought to cut our name off. Furthermore, in the book of Micah, let's turn there. We think there's just a bunch of Jewish people over there. No. There's various nations, all the ones that have sought to cut us off from being a nation, to cut us off that the name of Israel is remembered no more. They all are there. They all, their hands are caught in the cookie jar. They're on the scene of their crime. And Yah is not going to let it stand. And watch what it says. And this is something that Yah never wants us to forget. Watch what it says in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, the very first verse. Hear ye now what Yah says. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, Yah's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth, for Yah have a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. And what is this great controversy that Yah has? O my people, what have I done unto thee? That's the question that Yah is asking us. And wherein have I wearied thee? What did I do to get on your nerves so bad? Testify against me. Tell me. Let me know. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, redeemed thee out of the house of servants, sent before thee Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of Yah. Because if you want to know the righteousness of Yah, look back and see how these people tried to curse us, destroy us, defame us, pollute us, and make us bow to their idols. And that's why Yah says this. Wherewith shall I come before Yah and bow myself before the high Elohim? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with the calves of a year old? Will Yah be pleased with thousands of rams, or 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Is this what Yah's looking for? Is this what he wearied us with? Is this what he done to us? No, this is not what he's done. He'll show thee, O man, what is good, and what do Yah require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. And this is something that, for some strange reason, we don't want to do. We don't want to walk humbly with the Most High. But make no mistake, if we don't humble ourselves, Yah will humble us nevertheless. He will do it. And this is what we're going to have to know, and we're going to have to come terms with. You either do it now, willingly, or you do it later. But it's going to be done. You will be humbled. And watch what else. In the book of Psalms, there's a lot of perpetrators, but make no mistake about it, they are not going to escape. Moab, Ammon, Ashur, Edom, Ishmaelites, Philistines, Hagarenes, these nations will not be left to tell you their story. In the book of Psalms 137, this is what it says, the very first verse. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. We hanged our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. How shall we sing Yah's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, Let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Yah, the children of Edom. Why remember Edom? Thought we supposed, we only supposed to abhor Edomite. Remember, O Yah, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, and that's what we're talking about. And we're going to get into the whole thing about the daughter of Babylon, who ought to be destroyed. Happy shall he be that rewarded thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. This is how fierce people have been against our people. And so they have to pay for their crimes. But I want you to know who these people are. These people are people that have power, resources, and a confederacy to destroy you. And we're going to get into the daughter of Babylon, not tonight, but we're going to let you know about them because they play a big role, a gigantic role in this confederacy, even though they're not mentioned there, but they mention other places. Somebody asked me about, what about many of the African nations? Well, them too. They have touch Yah's anointed. If you are black American, you find that many of the African nations don't care for you at all. And why is that? Because many of them been part of the problem. Let me show you something. Show you a couple things. One is in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, this is what it says in the 11th verse. And it shall come to pass in that day, Yah shall set his hand again, the second time, to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And all you got to do is look up these nations, and they come right out of Ham. And many of these nations are part of the problem. None of them are part of the solution. They all are part of the problems. And they all have touched Yah's anointed. Also in the book of Ezekiel, turn there. Just want you to see all the perpetrators. The book of Ezekiel, the 26th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel 26, I'll make that Ezekiel 27, this is where I want to be. Starting at the first verse, and this is what it says. The word of Yah came again unto me, saying, now thou son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyrus, and say unto Tyrus, O thou art situated at the entry of the sea, which are a merchant of the people for many isles. Thus is Elohim, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am a perfect beauty. Thy borders are in the midst of the seas. Thy builders have perfected thy beauty. They have made all the ships boards of fir, trees of Sennir. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for thee. The oaks of Bashan have they made thy oars. The company of the Ashurites, remember Ashur, who was mentioned, have made thy benches of ivory, brought out of the isles of Kintum. Kintum was all the Europeans, or the Gentiles. Fine linen with broader work from Egypt was that which thou spreadest forth to be thy sail. Blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was that which covered thee. The inhabitants of Zidon and Arvad were thy mariners. Thy wise men, O Tyrus, that were in thee were thy pilots. The ancients of Gabal, remember Gabal was mentioned also, and the wise men thereof were in thy caulkers. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in thee to occupy thy merchandise. They of Persia and of Lud and of Put were in thy army, thy men of war. They hanged the shield and helmet in thee. They set forth thy comeliness. Men of Avad with thy army were upon the walls round about. Gamadims were in thy towers. They hanged their shields upon thy walls round about. They made thy beauty perfect. Tarshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kind riches, with silver, iron, tin, and lead. They traded in thy fairs. Javan, Tubal, and Meshach, they were thy merchants. And look who they traded. They traded the persons of men and vessels of brass in thy market. They of the house of Togarmah traded in thy fairs with horses and horsemen and mules. The men of the Dan were thy merchants. Many isles were the merchandise of thy hand. They have brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of thy making. They occupied in thy fairs with emeralds and purple and broider work, fine linen, coral, and agate. In other words, what this is letting us know, this was pride and sin in the earth. And this pride and sin had everything to do with the fall of Israel. Israel had a lot of sin and pride, but so did the other nations. And they forgot, just like Israel, who was responsible for all these things. And it was only one, and that was the Most High. And the Creator let us know this emphatically. But the nations forgot. They forgot that it was Yah who will make these things be. Let me just show you a couple things. One is in the book of Deuteronomy 32. In the book of Deuteronomy 32, watch what the Creator says. Twenty-eight 26 verse. I said, I will scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yah have not done all this. See, Yah had to show them that, man, I don't want done these things. It is not by your hand. It is by my hand. But the nations forgot in their sin and pride. And this is why the Creator said in the 35th verse, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand. And the things that shall come upon them make haste, for Yah shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their idols, their rock in whom they trusted? So this will be the ultimate test for our people. Let's see in the end if it is a truth that we don't have to keep the law. Keep that attitude to the end. Keep the attitude that we don't have to keep the Sabbath and we don't have to keep the commandments and the law was nailed to the cross. And the only thing we don't have to eat is pork, only meat. In other words, we can eat everything else. Keep these various religious falsehoods and see what happens. And we got to keep the first day rather than a Sabbath day. And we got to believe in this false sun that the world gave our people. And we had to free ourselves and go back to a land just to be subjugated to those who occupy the land. Let us flee into the wilderness and see if we can escape the wrath of Yah. All Yah wants you to do is humble yourself. There is no escaping. There is no running. There is no other way out. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, and seek the Most High himself. Also, in the book one more scripture I want you to see. This is in the book of Malachi. Just want you to see this, the first chapter, so you can see how Yah has determined to do this thing. The first verse. The burden of the word of Yah to Israel by Malachi. I love you, said Yah, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said Yah? Yet I love Yaakov, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. In other words, Esau's homeland is destroyed. The mountains in which was given to him is destroyed. So what did he do? Yeah, that gave him a reason to go into our land. And watch what happens. Whereas Edom said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus is your force. They shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yah have indignation forever. And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, Yahweh will be magnified from the border of Israel. And that's what we're looking for. This is what we say every day and every Sabbath. Let Yahweh be magnified, because Yahweh will be magnified. And we're going to even see, just like Abraham seen the smoke of Sodom and Gomorrah rise up like a furnace, this is how Yahweh will be magnified at the border of Israel. You're going to see a slaughter. You're going to see blood. You're going to see smoke. And you're going to know, even before you get home, Yahweh be magnified. And not only are you going to see it there, you also will see it here in the land of our enemies. For make no mistake about it, last scripture in the book of Zephaniah, the 8th chapter, look what the Creator says. And that's Zechariah. And I'm going to read the 16th verse. This is what it says. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these things are things that I hate, says Yah. In other words, these are the things that will save your life. Yahweh will be magnified in the border of Israel. but he's also going to be magnified here in America. And he also will be magnified in the wilderness. It is up to you whether you're going to be wrapped up in the glory of Yah, for you are made for his glory. So he have expectations and desires on you. So know the people who have conspired, who have confederated to destroy your great name. Take your name back and return unto the true and living Elohim. So until tomorrow, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.